My name is Steve Nicholson. I am a grain oilseeds analyst with Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness out of Rabo AgriFinance in St. Louis, Missouri.
I know a lot of people are curious because so much has been going on just lately. We're in the middle of setting government farm policy.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about trade first, and this has to do with political issues as well. China seems to be that elephant in the room.
Yeah, the trade in general is the elephant in the room right now and caused a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty in the markets. You know, China's scheduled, I believe it's July 9th, to put on a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans exported to China. The markets, of course, have reacted very bearish to that, and that's not unexpected. But I think we kind of need to think a little bit farther or a little bit broader about what's going on in soybeans right now. You know, from a perspective of soybeans from U.S. to China, it's not a big deal right now because they're buying most of those soybeans from Brazil. So it's a little bit of a no harm, no foul in the sense of it doesn't hurt U.S. markets because we're not exporting much right at this point. Now, having said that, I'm not saying that there is no harm because markets have reacted negative to that, and so farmers have had cheaper soybeans because of this of potential tariff by U.S. soybeans or on U.S. soybeans. But at the same time, if we were having this conversation in October and this is still going on, then that becomes more of a problem because China turns the United States for soybeans at that point because that's when our harvest is. It's the cheapest soybeans available until for another 6 months until Brazil harvests theirs. So I think that, you know, that's when this could be a lot more bearish if this is not resolved by that point in time. But having said that, you know, you've got one big buyer of soybeans in the world, China, and you have two big sellers of soybeans in the world, the United States and Brazil. So there's not really many places to go, and while Brazil could technically or, you know, theoretically supply all of China's needs, they would have nothing left for themselves. So they're going to have to come to the United States. Beans will find their way from China, from the U.S. to China. They may find their way there directly with the tariff, or they may find their way there through another channel. The other thing you have to think about is that if you are relying on Brazil for all those soybeans, so what happens to Brazil's soybean prices? They go up. What happens to U.S. soybean prices? They go down. And if you're a buyer, you're always, right, wrong, or indifferent, you're looking for those cheaper beans. So they're going to find their way there one way or the other.
You said trade in general is the elephant in the room. As soon as we bypass China, what's next? What's
sure.
out there?
Well, NAFTA is on the horizon right now. And I think, you know, it's kind of gotten, I won't say pushed to the side, but it's gotten a little, it's not getting the front page press that it was a few months ago. You know, when you talk to folks and people say, well, who are our best trading partners? And everyone goes, first thought is China. I said, well, how about we think closer to home? And then you kind of see the light bulbs going, oh, Mexico and Canada. And, you know, Mexico is a very large importer of U.S. corn. They also import a lot of U.S. wheat. And so those are important markets to us. And, you know, again, it's a sort of a similar sort of thing with Mexico and U.S. on corn. Yes, Mexico has imported corn from Argentina. They probably will do that again, but they don't have the port capacity or the infrastructure to be bringing corn in other than from the north from the United States. So we're going to have probably continue to keep that market, but it's going to be just a little tougher to get there and it'll be a little more expensive for everyone. So, you know, that's something that's an important market. There are neighbors, whether north or south, and those are important trades for the United States. And it goes both ways. I mean, we benefit as sellers of commodities to Canada and Mexico, and we also benefit as consumers of products coming out of Canada and Mexico. And think about the fruits and vegetables that come out of Mexico and all those different things. And I think we have to think about both sides of that. You know, NAFTA has created a lot, has grown that economic pie across the North American continent for everybody. It has also provided more value to the consumer in the grocery store, and I think we have to remember that as well. So that's one of the other ones I'm watching as well very closely.
So if we're in the middle of setting foreign policy right now, you obviously are paying some attention to this. Is this just a moot point until the vote comes down and the signatures on the bill?
Oh, on the farm bill you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not a moot point. I mean, there's obviously the House and Senate are wrestling with their versions of the bill, particularly the Senate right now. It really comes down to what comes out of conference. I think once the Senate and House can agree on a bill, I think it'll get voted on and move on to the president. I think the danger is, as we all remember in 14, you know, we thought we had a farm bill done at the last minute. you know, someone said, nope, I don't like those, and the whole thing fell apart. And they had, and I won't say they went back to the drawing board, but they had to go back and wrestle people. So I'm optimistic about what I'm hearing, you know, out of the Senate and their debates and their discussions over the farm bill. But I also know how fragile those majorities can be and how quickly this thing can change on a dime. But so I think it's, I'm optimistic, but I'm also very cautiously optimistic and also very conscious of what I really wanted to say, very conscious of the legislative calendar. I mean, you're running now down to, you got a month before the August recess. You have budgets to deal with. You have immigration issues to deal with, which, as we well know, kind of stalled the farm bill for a bit in the House. Oh, and by the way, we have to find a Supreme Court justice here, too. And so, and oh, yeah, and we have a campaign to run before we get the election in November. So there's a lot on the legislative calendar, and I'm a little more optimistic than I was maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago that we get the farm bill out this year. But we do have a lot to do, but I think it will get through.